This is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs from the Media Sanctuary, and today I'm speaking with Ruth Smalley. She is the author of The Defender in Dirt. She wrote this book in 2012. This book is discussing an issue that is overlooked by many Americans. Please welcome Ruth Smalley. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming on the show. So tell us, what is your background?
Well, my training is as an English professor, and I taught college level for many years. And then I stepped out to raise my children. And during that time, I got very interested in the climate issues and began wanting to write books for children that conveyed positive messages about how, you know, children could take a role in caring for the earth.
And what made you so interested in the climate change that we're currently going through?
Well, at the time that I started reading about it, it really wasn't a huge subject in the media. And I had thought I was up on, you know, current issues. As a college professor, I wanted to, you know, make sure my antenna were up and that I knew what was going on, but I really, you know, found out otherwise. And it was a bit of a shock to realize that I had been that out of touch. And because I had young children at the time, it sort of loomed larger as, you know, oh no, we're not really coping with this. This is going to be something that our kids have to deal with. And not only are we not talking about it as adults, we're not adjusting the way that we are raising our children and the way that we're educating them to prepare them for the role that they're going to have in, you know, facing this really, really huge difference in the way humans are going to be living on the earth.
So you're trying to tell me in 2012, you were thinking 20 years ahead of time, pretty much, and what your kids were going to go through with the climate.
Exactly. And I thought, you know, I don't think what they're learning in school, and that's why I was also homeschooling at the time, but even in my homeschooling group, I didn't find people really thinking in these terms about, you know, how do we raise children who are resilient, who have tools, who know how to problem solve, because they're going to have really new and different problems than we faced.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so where and when did you find your love of writing, your love for writing?
Well, I've always been an avid journal keeper. And I mean, I've pretty much, since I was probably in middle school, been someone who writes to process my thoughts and ideas. And as a college professor, I taught writing courses. And once I stepped out to raise my kids, I taught fun creative writing courses in my homeschool group. And it's just always been a way for me to problem solve, I guess, to go back to my earlier point that, you know, getting things into words and identifying them and getting into the details about what you're thinking are just huge steps toward taking an action. So a lot of people have this idea that, you know, someone's writing off in their little ivory tower and it's all, you know, navel gazing or whatever. But in fact, I want people to be able to use writing as a stepping stone to, you know, manifesting change in the world, taking an action.
Yes, definitely. I'm a firm believer in manifestation. You know, I tell people about that all the time. They'll look at me like, what are you talking? I'm like, anything I do currently, I spoke it into existence. And any other person I've met who is at a certain level in their life,
it's, you know, it's the word. The word is powerful. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some techniques you could give to new writers?
Well, I'm a big advocate of spilling, you know, that give yourself a chance to write whatever is in your mind at the time, because there's a lot of unprocessed material that we're all going around with in our minds. And within that, there will be nuggets. So you got to work through the, you know, the fluff, the chaff to get to the nuggets, and you need to kind of offload a certain amount of just junk that's in your head at any given time before you get to the nuggets. So I really suggest that people find out about a writing method called proprioceptive writing, which it's set up around the notion that you give yourself 25 minutes to just listen to your brain and write down what you hear and don't censor anything. And what I find with that process is that I come out at the end with every time at least one, if not more, realizations where I've connected the dots on something. It's maybe not something I've never thought before, but I have a new sense of the importance of it, or I put it together in a new way. And so that's really valuable, just letting yourself yourself have that time to find out what's in there.
Sort of letting go and freestyling anything that's in your
mind. Yeah. We call it free writing in, you know, composition classrooms.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does your book mean to you? And is that the first book you've ever published?
No. I'll answer your second question first. The first book that was published was my book, Sheila Says We're Weird. And it's a picture book, but is really like a condensed version of Defender of Dirt, put in a form that younger children can enjoy more. And so I did write Defender of Dirt first, but Sheila Says We're Weird is the one that got published first. What does it mean to me? I was really looking for books to share with my children that would have a positive take on what I call earth stewardship. So how does a person take care of their own environment? And I really wasn't seeing a lot that I thought was pertinent or fun or had a certain aesthetic quality to it as well. It would, you know, some of the environmentally oriented books for children tend to be very factual. And then there's sort of the other extreme where it's kind of like a fantasy world that's, you know, trying to make the message. And I wanted something realistic, but something that would be fun and funny and delightful and have a narrative quality to it. So there's a story there, not just a pile of facts. So that's what I set out to write. And I've got a lot of other manuscripts sort of in the making that are similar in that way, that, you know, want to take a lighthearted approach to something that's actually quite serious and important, but is, you know, on the level that a kid can really relate to.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, folks, I read the book myself, and as an adult, I enjoyed it. And I was very shocked because I really assumed it was for children, but, you know, getting in tune with the issue that I wasn't so familiar on was definitely something I enjoyed. And I recommend you guys get this book for your children.
Yeah, I like to talk about it as a family book. I mean, Defender of Dirt was really written to start conversations between adults and kids. And so there's a lot of things in the book and in the sequel that I've just finished, that are definitely conversation starters. They're not going to be totally explained within the book itself. So the family is going to need to talk about it and have a discussion and maybe even go, you know, online and look up some things about it, because I want it to sort of spark interest and make people curious. And what you said about adults enjoying it, one of the places that I was selling it was this herbalist called Jean's Greens. And I noticed that she put it in her catalog, her mail order catalog, under the adult section. And I was like, hey, you know, why didn't you list this with your children's books? And she said, I have adults come in all the time who buy this and they like to read it. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice to know, because, you know, I didn't dumb anything down. You know, it's really information there that we all need.
Absolutely. And I completely agree with what you say. When some people write children's books, they completely just provide factual information and make it so, you know, not as enjoyable, as you said, to a child. And you thought like a child for a second and put yourself in the child's shoe and was like, what would a kid, if I was a kid right now in 2020 or 2012, what would I want to read?
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad it comes across that way.
Definitely, definitely. It seems like your message got across the way you wanted it to. Okay, so what are some workshops you offer?
I have currently been offering a workshop called Introduction to Bullet Journaling. And this is a method for helping you organize your life, but it's also a mindfulness method. So it combines a kind of conventional planner, you know, bulleted lists and calendars, with a personal journal. And so there's a pretty clear and simple template to use for it. And it gives people a starting point. But the beauty of the bullet journal is that you can infinitely customize it and personalize it. So I've been having a really good time teaching people how to start their own bullet journal and trying to counteract people's fears that, oh, I can't do this because they've gone online and looked at, you know, YouTubers doing bullet journals who are like graphic designers and, you know, can't, most of us can't do that. So bullet journal workshops, that method I mentioned earlier about the proprioceptive writing, I love teaching workshops on that because it's, again, it's so much about the person sitting there on the other end of, you know, my talk. It's, they're going to use it for themselves in ways that I will never even imagine. So those are the two that are kind of the main ones right now for me, but I'm always open also to other suggestions or requests. And on a side note, I'm also trained in energy medicine methodologies, which is based on a kind of electromagnetic model of the body that's related to the Chinese system of the acupuncture meridians. So I combine teaching workshops about writing and self-development with tools for exploring yourself as an energy body, because it really connects in people's words, their ability to speak and use their voice are often really, really related to what's going on energetically for them. If they've been sort of shut down in the past for speaking out, or they have self-image issues, or they're just nervous. Nervousness does not lead to good writing. So I also have workshops where I combine more sort of conventional journal writing methods with an interest in the mind-body system.
Okay, folks, you just heard from Miss Ruth Smalley. She wrote the book Defender in the Dirt, and Sheila says we're weird.